Hey girl, welcome to Fearless and Unleashed, where we'll learn tips and tricks to live our best life. We are leaving fear behind, ladies, reaching our goals, having some fun while being authentically us. I'm Jeanette Sachs. I'm a mama of three beautiful girls, married to my best friend. I'm a wellness coach and entrepreneur. I'm all about living fearlessly, going after those scary business goals, getting fit while eating ice cream, and simplifying life. I believe when we get out of our own way, we become the best versions of ourselves. So get ready, girl, because we're about to change your life.
Are you ready for today's episode? We're going to be talking about what do you do when you feel like your life is boring? I know we all go through this. We have moments where we're like, oh, I'm just bored. My life is boring. I have nothing fun going on. And so I want to talk to you about it because there's always something that we can change. And there's also sometimes things that we miss. We don't see the things that are going on in our lives that are great. And so we have to talk about these things so that we're able to make some necessary changes, but also realize that you probably have a really good life. It's the same for everyone. I think life just gets predictable, especially because we always talk about setting routines in order for us to live our lives and get the things done that we want to get done and accomplish our goals and do everything that we set out to do, we need routines. We need to set up habits. And so as you follow those, what comes from it sometimes is you feel like life is just predictable, which it is. That is the beauty of routine and habits. So you have to add in some things so that you kind of break it up a bit so that as you're following your routines and habits, because I'm one of those people, I believe you have to have a routine. You have to have these habits set in place because if you don't, you're never going to be able to be consistent in reaching the goals that you want to reach or doing the things that you want to do. Things that you're like, you know, it's really important for me to do this every single day. And so I need a routine that is going to allow me to do this every single day. But what ends up happening when you add all that stuff in, you get really good at doing all the things, but then things become predictable, right? That is totally normal. It's not a bad thing. And so it's fun to be able to add some things in here and there just to switch things up. And so I want to talk to you about that stuff. Whenever I have coaching clients and they're like, I just feel like my life is boring. I don't have anything going on. One of the things that I've noticed comes up a lot, and a lot of us do this, is we are so plugged in with our cell phones. Our cell phones bring the world to us. We see people traveling to all these beautiful places. We see people experiencing things, doing all kinds of things. And so in a way, we kind of put ourselves in this situation where we're experiencing, and I say that with quotes, we feel like we're experiencing things because we're watching it on our phones. You know, we don't have to go out and seek these things. We don't have to go out to see what we're seeing because our phones bring everything to us. And so a lot of people are just spending time watching all this stuff happening in the world, watching other people actually going out in the world and doing all these things, but you're not doing it. So it's time to put the phones down, okay? And it's time to actually get up and be the person that's going out and actually experiencing some of this stuff. So let's talk about some things that you can implement in your life to bring back some excitement so that your life isn't boring. I have 10 different things that I want to touch on. And the first one is to obviously bring back some excitement. Like I just said, we need to have exciting things to look forward to. You have to sit down and go, what do I want to do? What do I enjoy? Think about the you 5 years ago. And this is not to say go back and try to be who you used to be. We all change and that's okay. But think about the things that you used to really enjoy that maybe you haven't done in a while. We talked a few episodes ago about getting back into having hobbies. What are some of the hobbies that you used to be into, right? This is similar. Think about things that you used to do, that you used to love, and at some point life just got so busy that you just stopped doing them. What are some of those things that you used to find exciting and start doing some of those things? Number two is to try new things. We don't know what we don't know, friends. You don't know if you're going to like this new hobby if you never try it. You don't know if you're going to like that class that you were invited to go to learn something if you don't try it. You don't know if you're going to enjoy this new place that you're going to go visit if you don't go. So try new things. If somebody comes to you with an idea, if you're at work and somebody says, hey, we're going here as a group on Saturday, do you want to come? Say yes. Even if you don't want to, say yes. When you start saying yes more often to more opportunities, you're going to put yourself in situations that you may actually find that you really enjoy. You just never thought of it yourself. So start saying yes to all of those things and try new things. Number three is to meet new people, make new friends. You know, we all change, and as much as we love our friends and they're always going to be part of our lives, a lot of times when you change, you also have to meet people who enjoy the new things that you have going on, the new things that you enjoy, who have similar personalities or similar interests that you have now, because maybe your friends that met you 10 years ago, 20 years ago, they're not into that stuff, and that's okay. So you need to meet new people. It switches things up when you meet new people, have different types of conversations, and you also get to get together and do different things. Number four is, if you're married, try changing up what your date night looks like. If you guys have been married for a long time, like my husband and I, date night can end up looking the same. You're always going out to dinner to a nice restaurant. That's your date night. Well, how about instead of going out to dinner, you go to a movie, and that's your date night? How about instead of going to a restaurant, you actually pack up a basket of food, go have a picnic, go to a park, sit down, go to a beach, watch the sunset, and that's your date night. Maybe you guys can go bowling. Maybe you guys can go dancing. Maybe you guys can do something different. And that way it feels more exciting and you're not doing the same thing every time you guys go out. Number five is a big one. It's not going to be for everyone. I understand this, but maybe some of you guys have been kind of playing around with the idea, and maybe it's just time. Changing your career. Sometimes it could be your job. It could be that you've been doing the same thing and you're just done with it. And it's time to either find a new job, or maybe you want to start your own business. You want to just completely change your career, go from one industry to a different industry. If that is something that you've been thinking about, maybe it's time to do that. If you already work for yourself, if you're an entrepreneur and you're just like, well, I want something new, maybe it's a new offer that you need to create. Maybe you have a skill and a passion that you picked up for years and you haven't tapped into that to teach other people. Maybe it's time for you to create the program and go and offer it to other people. So there's always something new that you can add into your career. Number six is a fun one. Train for something. What does that mean? It could mean in so many things. It could be in your job and career. Again, maybe you need to take a training on something new that you want to start, and you have to learn how to do it, or you have to figure out how to get it done. So you're going to take a training. You're going to pay a coach. You're going to work with a mentor. You're going to buy a program that's going to teach you how to do it, and you're going to train yourself to get it done. Maybe it's something in your life. Maybe you want to train for a sport. Maybe you want to join the softball team. Maybe you want to play tennis. So you're going to train for this stuff. Maybe you want to run a marathon and you're going to train for the next, you know, I don't know how many months or years people train for marathons. I'm not a runner, and so I don't know. But maybe you're just going to take the next 6 months and train for something. That is always exciting. Number seven is to take a trip that is really out of your character. Something that's going to make your family and friends go, "You're going where? What?" Maybe when you do travel, you always stay in the area that you live, or if you do take a flight somewhere, say for example, if you live in the United States, you stay in the States. You don't go outside of the United States. I actually heard that most people in the United States don't even have a passport. How about you get that passport and you go to a different country? Why don't you go somewhere so unpredictable that no one would ever thought that you were going to go to, and just go? You can go to Bali, you can go to Rome, somewhere that has a lot of history. You can go to an island. Even, honestly, if you live in the States, even coming to Hawaii. It is such a different culture, so different to be here. As soon as you get off the plane, you're going to feel at ease. You're going to feel so relaxed because it's just absolutely beautiful here. And island life is slow pace, sit down, have some good food, go to the beach, and just relax. Like, it's so amazing. And there's a lot of history too that you can learn. So just take a trip that is outside of your character that is going to spice things up in your life. Number eight is an interesting one, so have an open mind. Maybe you're someone who is ready to do this, and maybe you haven't thought about it, or you've been playing around with the idea, and maybe it's just time. Maybe you're someone who is ready to start a family. I can't speak too much on this, I'll be honest with you, because I had my first daughter at 17, which is really young. I understand that. But sometimes women go through their lives, their 20s, and now they're older, they've done all the things, and life is just the same, and they're feeling like life is boring, and they don't realize that they're just ready to start a family. They're ready to be a mom. And I'm going to tell you, you're not going to be bored as a mom. It's going to be crazy, loud, fun, chaotic, messy, beautiful, all the things. So you're never going to be bored. But maybe that's the thing. Maybe you're just ready to start a family. So if that's the case, go for it. I wish you the best of luck. Number 9 is for you to move. Now, I know this isn't realistic for everyone, but I say it because you know what? I moved. I grew up in California almost all my life. From the time I was 7 years old, I grew up in California and I stayed in the Bay Area. For the most part, that is where we lived. And so whenever I would move, it was always one of the cities next to each other. So I always stayed in the Bay Area. Nobody I knew traveled, besides like in my husband's family. Once I met him, like his family travels and he has family in other countries and stuff like that. But in my family friends, my parents' friends, all of that, nobody traveled. Everybody just stayed put. And we moved. We picked up our 3 kids. We grabbed all our stuff and we moved to Hawaii. It was the most craziest thing ever. I will say that. A long time ago, years ago, when I started the podcast, I shared that story. So if you want to go way back, go listen to it. I can't remember right now what episode it was, but you'll find it. But we moved. We picked up our entire lives and we moved. My husband too, he grew up out there, but he used to travel a lot when he was a kid with his family. But we moved, you guys, and it was the most amazing thing. We have actually lived here the longest than we've ever lived anywhere else at this point, and it was so perfect and meant to be. And so I encourage you that if it's in your mind, even if you're scared, even if you don't know if it's going to work out, we had no idea if it was going to work out, but we took the leap. We had faith that this is where we were meant to go. And so we did it, and it was beautiful. So if you're like, I want to move, I've outgrown where I live, I want to get away from where I live, there's too much crime, or I want to get away from just the surroundings and everybody that I'm around, and like, I just want something new, move. What's the worst that can happen? You're going to have to move back, you know? I would say have faith that it's going to work and do it, because it's easier for you to go and try it and then go, oh no, it's not going to work out, and then move back, than to never do it and always have that thought in your mind of, what if I would have moved? What if I would have gone somewhere so different and just lived life differently? You may surprise yourself and look back and go, wow, that was the best decision I've ever did, was moving. So go for it. And number 10 is an easy one. Maybe you just need to change your look. Maybe it's not anything drastic that you have to do, like moving your entire life or starting a family if that's not something that you're thinking about doing, or changing your career. Maybe you just need a new look. Maybe you need to call your salon, book an appointment, change your hairstyle, cut it up, add extensions if you want long hair, pick a different color, do all the things and see what happens. Maybe it's just you're tired of the same look you've always had. You know, some people have the same look forever, which is fine. It's totally fine. But sometimes maybe you're just tired of that and you need something new. And so a quick trip to the salon, you'd be surprised. You'll leave there going, okay, I'm a new person. And sometimes that sparks that motivation in you to actually go and try different things, because now you feel like a whole new person. So maybe you'll change your look and then go, you know what? I am going to move. You know what? I am going to start a business. You know what? I am going to leave this job and go get a different job. You know what? I am going to start dating, get into a relationship, or switch things up in my life. Maybe it'll start here. It'll start with a brand new look. There you go. Those are my 10 things that you can kind of play around with and see which ones are calling you, which ones you can implement, and which ones you can take action to bring some excitement back in your life. And I'll leave you with this, you guys. You have one life to live, okay? We all do. One life. We don't know how long it is. We don't know what's going to happen. You should be smart and careful, obviously. You should be safe. Do things in a safe way. But remember, don't hold yourself back from trying different things. Don't be afraid of failing at something. Try different things. Go for it, because you only have this one life. Allow yourself to experiment. Think of life as an experiment. Nothing's going to change if you don't allow yourself to go and try to change things. And your life is going to feel boring if you're constantly giving up on everything that you dream of. We all have thoughts and dreams and goals and things that we would love to do. And it's the people that don't ever take the action. And it doesn't have to be this big giant thing, or you don't have to have thousands and thousands of dollars to start something new. A lot of things are doable, but we're just so afraid. We stay in our comfort zone. We're too uncomfortable to get uncomfortable. But then what ends up happening is you stay living uncomfortably, if that made sense. That was a lot of uncomfortable words, but it's true. We think, no, I'll stay here because this is my comfort zone. But realistically, you're not even comfortable living that life. And whenever you're going to try something new, it is uncomfortable. But the reason it's uncomfortable is because you've never done it. Once you do it, you realize, oh, everything's fine. The world didn't end. Let me continue. And then guess what? That becomes your new normal and it gets comfortable. And that can be your new comfort zone, is trying new things. You are going to live with regret if you never allow yourself to experience things. So make some plans, try some new things, and go out and live. Even if you're trying different things, even if some of them are not succeeding, you're still going to not be bored. You're still going to feel fulfilled because you're actually going out and living your life, experiencing these things. Please don't sit at home scrolling on your phone, watching other people doing all the things. That is going to drive you miserable and it's going to make you depressed. Go out and do different things. Even if it's right here in your hometown, in your local community, it doesn't matter. Pick something. Go try different things. And I promise you, you're not going to feel bored. All right, friend, that is what I have for you today. I hope you found these tips helpful. If you did, please share it with a friend or take a screenshot of this episode and share it on your social media. If you share it on Instagram, tag me. I would love to see it. My Instagram is Jeanette Sachs. Take care, and I'll be back to talk to you real soon. Bye-bye. Hey girl, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, I would really appreciate it if you took a minute to head over to Fearless and Unleashed on iTunes and leave a review and subscribe to the show so you're notified when the episodes drop. Also, I'd love to connect over on social media, so head over to Instagram and say hi. You can find me at Jeanette Sachs or find the link below in the show notes. Okay, friend, go out and be fearlessly you. I'll see you soon.